Open my mind to love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Open my mind to love. We talk so often about love. We have so many songs about love. We have so many experiences about love. But how do we open our mind to love? If we are in a condition in our life and we're not having much love, we're not having much relationship with a happy world, we feel sort of sad. We wonder, what are we going to do? How can we open our mind to love? How can we prepare ourselves to have this wonderful love aspect, who we really are, manifest itself in our world? How do I open my mind to love? Well, as with anything in life, the way we open our mind and our heart to anything is to participate in it. When I participate in love, I open my mind to love. When I open my mind to love, wonderful things take place. Beautiful things take place. The world is filled with magic and marvelous things. And all of a sudden I realize, hey, that's me. That's me doing these things. That's me being a loving being. That's me being a thoughtful being. That's me being someone who cares. Yes, that's me being someone who cares. How do I open my mind to love? I open my mind to love by being loving. I'm loving to every single being that I see. I wouldn't think of hurting their feelings by saying something unkind to them. But would I say something unkind to them because they need to know it? Why do they need to know it? Is there something I can say to another that is kind and beautiful and loving and sensitive and caring? Then that's what I should be saying. People don't need to know what's good for them. They'll find that out in due time. They don't need to have a friend who tells them what's good for them, to tell them how to behave. They only need someone to tell them how much they are loved. And if we tell ourselves how much we're loved, if we live in that consciousness of opening our mind to love, then we will only say that to others. I was in Tucson this past weekend and meeting a lot of rather outstanding people. And all of these people were sharing love in a very beautiful and a very significant way. And all these people had lovely things to say about each other. Well, one person came up and said something about another person. They said, Why is it that they don't live what they teach? Why is it they don't walk the walk? Why is it that they talk one thing and then they live another thing? And I said, well, if you'd stop to think, you couldn't see them living in that way if you weren't living in that way. Now, was that a nice thing for me to say? Well, I said to them, when you see everyone in your world walking the talk, when you see everyone in your world living what they talk about, living what they think about, living what they do, then you'll know that you're doing that. And when you start realizing you're doing that, how wonderful that is. And really, it makes no difference then what another person does it? When we walk the talk, when we walk the philosophy that we believe and talk about all the time, and this is all we know and all we are and all we think, then how great that is. How wonderful that is. How perfect that is. What a marvelous way to be. And really, this is all that matters, doesn't it? This is all that matters, is to open my mind to love. And I looked at these people and I saw each one of them living what they talked. I saw each one of these people living exactly the life of purity, goodness, and wholeness, and majesty that they are. I saw each one of these people being an outward expression of my inward joy, my inward love, my inward peace. And as I did that, and it wasn't hard, as I did that, so they were. And they shined out that love in every wonderful, beautiful, fabulous way. And I said to myself, Oh, how glad I am to meet all these beautiful love people. My mind was open to love, and that's all I heard, that's all I saw, that's all I knew. And wherever I go in the world, that's all I hear, that's all I see, that's all I know, is what I am. And so when I outwardly express love, now perhaps I shouldn't have said they are an expression of what you are doing, but it made it quite clear. Whatever we see outside of ourselves is the type of thought that we have within ourselves. So I'm going to make sure that I live what I believe, and I talk what I believe, and I speak about love to everyone on every circumstance, and life is just filled with love for me. How about you? You have a wonderful day now, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.